Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago.
Let me put it to you this way, Melissa.
Yes.
Based on the based on the first two.
Well, you didn't think I was, like, uppy, so I'm making sure, you know, I'm ready.
Don't try too hard. You know how you were really, really concerned about the coronavirus? I feel like you have a much better chance of getting sick from Violetta than the coronavirus.
Oh, agreed.
Because Violetta's trying to pretend she's not sick. It's obvious she is.
Yeah.
You can hear it.
Yeah.
I don't know why she
no
does
fever,
that, too.
But...
She, like, denies stuff.
Well, maybe
hey,
it's
I feel up. No, I feel great. Hey, you didn't dress up today? No, I did. I'm fine.
I thought you were going to send me home or
no,
something.
No, why would I do that?
I don't know. But I already woke up, so I'm here.
Yeah, and that's what we're looking for from an employee.
Yeah, if you're awake, you better.
I woke up, so I figured I might as well come in.
The NyQuil just wore off, so I'm good.
All right, fine. Because Melissa has been overly concerned, or perhaps not overly concerned, regarding the coronavirus. And we mentioned our trip to Mexico as we leave Saturday, and she's apparently stocked us with a bunch of those really cheap surgical masks from Walgreens.
I did.
Which kind we learned last week don't even work.
No, these are the good ones.
All right, she's claiming these are the good ones.
Yeah.
I was on a flight yesterday, and how many people do you think on the flight were wearing a mask?
Well...
What's just your guess? There's no right or wrong. Just having a conversation with you here.
Okay, I'll say because of the way that you're acting, I'm going to say none.
None? All right.
Six.
Six.
13?
13. There was one. One guy. One guy came through, and it looked like he'd been wearing it for about a week.
he looked like
he was going to get more sick from his mask than anything he could breathe.
Oh, no.
Today's Hey, I Was Wondering comes from Sean. Hey, Eric, I was wondering, has Melissa seen the news stories where they say you don't even need to wear surgical masks, that none of these work? I know she bought some of them for the Mexico trip. Just wondering. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah.
The coronavirus masks. Have you done your research on this?
I did. Now, there's like a code or like a with for the mask that I bought that's supposed to be like a legit mask that will keep the germs out. I'll have
Got
to
it.
Look it up.
As opposed to the illegit masks, which don't keep any germs out, are just a fashion statement.
Yeah, the ones,
these
are
paper, thin
some
paper.
Of them actually are. They have like little doggies on them and rabbits.
I understand.
So these are like fit very tight around your face, and they've got like a little thing.
Ventilation system.
They do. It's like very fancy. It comes in a pack of 10.
Now, are you going to wear one?
You know what? I'm waiting to see how this calms down. It seems like the news of it has calmed down quite a bit.
See, I would say the exact opposite. It's actually getting worse.
No, there's more people.
We're cutting down flights to the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
There's a people not to go to China.
It's reached pandemic status over there.
No, I know it's pandemic status. However, there's no people going in and out of China at this point for the most part. And
right.
So I feel like the travel to the U.S. from China and back and forth is restricted. So therefore, that makes a better situation.
All right.
And it doesn't
so you're not
seem
concerned
like...
about getting on our Apple Vacations charter, heading to Mexico with Lizzo with somebody from Wuhan?
No, I actually feel better because I feel like they've taken all these steps to control the spread of it and kind of keep it contained to one area. So I
you're
feel
not wearing one.
Well, I'll see how things are and how things have developed by the time Saturday.
I'm going to need a yes
along.
Or no audio. What do you think? Is it likely or not likely you're going to wear one?
As of today, I'm going to say not likely.
All right, Whip, when she hands it to you, are you going to put it on? Are you going to be that guy? You're not going to be that guy.
No, I'm not going to be that guy.
Violetta.
No.
I'd actually like you to wear two.
I know. You want me to wear one now?
Right. I'd like you to put one on right now.
We may have to wear it just because of Violetta, not because of Corona.
You're going to take down the whole show before we go in there with some kind of illness.
No, I'm being very cautious, and I'm going to kick this thing by tomorrow or Wednesday for sure.
Just
might I suggest, people are saying you should use bra masks against the coronavirus. I like the sounds of this.
Take your bra?
Catch News claims some people are buying bra masks to protect themselves against the coronavirus. The bra unhooks in two places. Once detached, people wear one of the bra cups over their face with a regular surgical mask holding it in place. Many are claiming that this is much more effective than any other kind of mask.
Okay, a little extra
protection.
Yeah,
so we get to the... We get to the airport on Saturday, we might ask a couple of you to take your bras off. Purely for health issues. Purely for health issues. The bra mask. Did it seem like there were more ads or less ads in the Super Bowl yesterday?
I felt like there were a lot.
A lot more?
More than normal.
Yeah? How about you, Whip?
Didn't strike me as more or less. About the usual. Same. I think so.
I was watching on the plane.
Yeah.
So it was kind of fading in and out. You'd have to, you know, reboot up and
yeah, it's
reconnect
annoying.
Through. And so I feel like I missed a couple of them. So I went back last night and found them. But it seemed like every time I was looking down, there was an ad plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
312-233-1019. Top three favorite ads from yesterday's Super Bowl. Sarah.
The Groundhog Day commercial on Groundhog Day.
Ah, Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Murray. Yesterday was Palindrome Day, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The only one we have in the entire century.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
020220.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yep.
Your vote is for what, Kristen?
The Victory Auto Wreckers commercial at the end of the game.
Victory Auto Wreckers.
Yeah, I was shocked to see that.
I guess I missed that.
Oh, my
what
God.
Happened in that, Kristen? Yeah.
They still use the old footage from, like, 1980.
Right.
Classic Chicago thing. Classic Chicago thing.
Got to. At number three, you enjoyed what, Dan?
Oh, good morning, Eric. My favorite was the Dorito commercial with the Cowboys. I thought that was really funny.
Ah, the
that
Doritos Cowboys.
With
okay.
Sam Elliott.
Gotcha.
That was Old Town Road, right?
Yeah, Old Town Road. Old Nas X.
Yeah.
Debbie, I enjoyed this one at number two.
Jason Momoa ripping his muscles off in his home.
Can't beat that. Hilarious.
It really was.
And
it
then
was
trying to bench press with wife Lisa Bonet.
That was funny.
And finally, in at number one, your favorite commercial from last night's Super Bowl. Underrated, maybe forgotten. I liked it too. Laura?
The Hyundai commercial with the car that parked itself, and it had all the actors that are from Massachusetts, and they were talking about the car that parked itself.
Smart Pock.
Yeah. John Krasinski. Yeah.
Smart Pock. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chris Evans and Rachel Dratch.
Yeah.
And Big
Dratch.
Poppy.
Too. Yep.
Yeah.
John
Big Poppy.
Smart Pock.
Yeah. Smart Pock. That's what it was.
They went way over the top with the Boston angle.
Yeah.
Smart Pock. Which one did you pick, Melissa?
Mine was the Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa.
Early on, and there were some other good ones after that, but that still ended up being one of my favorites because it made me laugh.
Whip.
Groundhog Day 1 and then Hyundai 2.
Really?
Yep.
Really? Violetta?
I like the Post Malone with Seltzer. It was
I like
just,
that one, too.
It was, when he was walking on the chips at the end, it's like, oh, dude, I love it.
That was a pretty good one, too. When they were in his head.
Yeah.
And they all had
yeah.
Post Malone faces on.
Yeah, even the girl. All of them
I like
had the
that
same
one. Did you see what they listed nationally as the number one commercial?
Was it the Google one?
The Google one is exactly right. Loretta.
Yeah.
I was at a bar and everybody like stopped. We were all like, oh, why'd you do that to us, Google?
Yeah,
yeah, that's
very
what I
emotional.
Said out loud to the TV.
I know.
Stop
very,
it.
Very, very emotional.
Yeah.
And number two, I somehow missed it. I meant to go back and see it, but it was the number two ranked nationally was the Ellen DeGeneres Portia de Rossi Alexa before Alexa ad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they go back
life
in time.
Before.
Yeah.
Before Alexa.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I missed that one.
It was late.
I'll have to go back and see that one as well. A couple of girls on stage.
Dancing.
Looking good. Shakira and J-Lo, your halftime show. Hey, girl. There we are. of the two, we just conducted a secret Erica in the Morning off-air poll asking the question, which of the two performances did you prefer, Carrie?
Hello.
Hi.
I preferred J-Lo.
J-Lo. What about J-Lo stood apart for you?
First of all, anyone of that age that can still get on the pole like that, amen.
Yeah. That's always been my motto in life. Anybody of that age that can get on the pole. Yeah. What is she, 50?
There's something to that. She's 50.
She looks great for 50. Really, really
like,
great.
From top to bottom.
Yeah. All the way through. J-Lo is your preferred halftime performer. How about you, Julie?
Shakira.
Shakira, the hips don't lie. Why Shakira?
Shakira because she was multifaceted, multi-talented. She showed off her belly dancing skills.
Uh-huh.
She could play the guitar. She could play the drums.
Right.
She's got it all.
She did that tongue thing that's become the number one tweeted meme.
That was odd.
I don't know. I can't even do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow. That's good stuff you got going there, Shakira. Shakira and J-Lo. Thank you, Julie. Thank you, Carrie. Melissa, of the two, which did you prefer?
Man, I have to say Shakira as well, because I think she came out strong.
All right.
That girl definitely, her hips do not lie.
Okay.
And yeah, I never had any idea she could play the guitar and the drums.
All right.
Until that night. That was unbelievable.
Whip.
Yeah, I mean, they were only pretending to play, for one thing.
Right.
But second of all, I know. Shakira,
even
I'm
Lady
sure
Gaga
she can.
Though, right?
I'm sure she can do it, but last night wasn't the, yeah. So
you
anyway.
See the tweet from Lady Gaga where, on Saturday where she's like, you guys better not lip sync tomorrow.
Okay.
And they're like, well, they both did.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't think it's possible to move as much as they do and actually sing real notes most of the time. Anyway, so Shakira, because this is so, like, crass, but I like to look at her better than I like to look at J-Lo.
Oh.
So it's purely a looking versus
for
listening.
For me, it's purely a looking thing. I think Shakira, she's got a nice look going.
Based on what Carrie said, you know, J-Lo, 50 and on the pole.
Well, it's just, you know,
all
it's,
hustlers
it's all
all
subjective.
The time.
Yeah, it's all subjective.
Violetta?
I have to go Shakira.
She had
so much fun. She was, like, laughing and dancing. She was having the time of her life.
We spoke to 10 people off the air. They didn't know the question ahead of time. Asked them, which one of the two performances did you prefer? Of the 10 that called, 5 were guys who all went with the on the pole comment.
Oh, okay.
Shakira, 6-4.
She was so fun.
I get it.
Which brings up the next question, because I keep getting emails. When is Melissa's Shakira halftime performance going to take place?
Oh, man. Yeah, that's right.
Now, I'm trying to remember the specifics of Melissa's halftime performance here at The Mix. If you don't know, we have a stage in our lobby, and you're probably asking yourself, why? And don't worry, we ask ourselves that every single day. Why? But there's a stage there that only gets used, like, at company meetings where somebody stands up there and yells. That's really about the extent of it. So we thought, following last night's Super Bowl, we would have Melissa reenact one of the halftime performers. And I believe you chose Shakira, if I'm not mistaken.
I sure did.
You forgot this, didn't you?
No, well, I mean, I did not forget, but I don't think I've practiced these lyrics for about 5 or 6 days.
I can see how you'd forget them then. Yeah.
So, yeah, let's do it. Do it.
Can we write up some cue cards? We can write up some teleprompters?
Walk me through the specifics of what we agreed to on this. Anybody? I'm trying to remember.
I think that the sales team was going to come watch.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, we're taking her down there halfway through the show, and you're going to perform the Shakira song of your choice, which will be this one, because this is the one that people know the best.
Right.
Right. Now, will you perform it a la the way Shakira did? Will there be hips shaking and
a little belly dancing?
Bellies dancing and gyrating. And are you going to do that tongue thing?
Yeah,
to cap it off, that tongue thing?
The tongue, and you're going to see my belly jiggle.
Okay, good. All right. I love it.
And watch out.
All right. Woo! So since that was halftime of the Super Bowl, we're planning on your Shakira performance. Without announcing it to the staffs, we were going to do it at halftime here, which would put it like at 7:30, but nobody's here at 7:30.
Nobody's here, yeah.
So what do you think, like a 9 o'clock performance?
Seems like a 9 o'clock show.
All right.
So we can really crank it up because the speakers are out there.
Right, So you're prepared for this?
Well, who isn't prepared for Shakira dancing and singing? Everybody's always prepared.
And you have a leopard
sweater? You're acting so strange about this. Oh, of course, Eric. I'm kind of in a character voice right now.
No.
And who doesn't believe this is going to be terrific?
Oh, no, because, you know, I
want to know, are you prepared?
Well, I don't know how well I remember those lyrics from last
week. That's even
better. But, yeah, I was prepared as
Melody,
I'm
are we going to go Facebook Live on this?
Yeah, we'll do a Facebook Live video.
Good. Okay, so we'll go Facebook Live.
Yeah.
After Whip's 9 a.m. news, our Shakira halftime performance with Melissa. Do you need backup dancers? Violetta and Melody are available.
I absolutely do.
No, I'm not.
I'm not available. I'm very busy.
Gotta do the news.
You have to fake
do
play
the
drums.
Backup dancers.
Okay, I'll dance.
Dance. Maybe we can get a couple of salespeople up there.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. According to a social media analytics firm called TalkWalker, they just revealed all of the different social media posts regarding the halftime show yesterday. As of 8:45 p.m. Sunday, last night, 8:45, just post-Super Bowl, Shakira had 1.17 million mentions.
Wow!
J-Lo, 250,000.
Oh, she won't stand for
that. I mean, just absolutely blew her out of the water.
Yeah.
Shakira did.
I could see that.
Which will drive J-Lo crazy.
You know it will.
Crazy.
J-Lo keeps posting on her own Instagram right now. Like, she has like 6 videos she just posted. I'm like, okay, we get it.
If mentions alone tell the story, Shakira stole the show, but Shakira does have a much more active fan base on social media than Jennifer Lopez.
Also,
you gotta factor that in.
I also wonder globally, and I don't know the answer, but is Shakira bigger than J-Lo globally? We've mentioned this before. I think J-Lo in this country is more popular than Shakira, but globally Shakira
I think it'd
be
tough.
Bigger.
I think that'd be tough. Latin artist Jay Balvin, who was also part of the halftime show, has 74,000 mentions at that time. Bad Bunny had 145,000.
He was the guy in the silver suit.
By the way, that was part of the big joke, too. The first big joke of the halftime show on social media was people comparing Bad Bunny's outfit to Ali G's.
Yes. Yeah. Oh. Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Pepsi halftime show had 186,000 mentions. What do you think the results were, whether or not people liked it, positive or negative? Hey, girl.
I'm going to say maybe 70% said they liked it because of Shakira.
Yeah, I'll go with 75.
Why not? Violetta?
I'm going to go 80.
Sentiment surrounding the halftime show was 44% positive, 6% negative, 50% neutral.
Neutral. Okay. I'm glad you say that because that's about how
I didn't 50%, know what you know. No, neutral.
50% of society was like, I'm sorry, I missed. I was peeing.
That's
okay.
Yeah. I was busy peeing and getting a sandwich.
But it was better than last year's.
Yeah. I don't even remember last year.
It was last year again? 5. Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah. See, I think it was neutral then, too.
To look back on that, too.
You know, neutral was an option.
Shakira, really? 1.17 million mentions at the conclusion of the halftime.
And the memes were up right away with that tongue thing.
Oh, yeah. You get your tongue loosened up, Melissa. Boy, if you had a nickel every time you heard that, huh?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I'm Eldie.
Hey, guys.
Let me see what direction this is going to go. What's trending on Twitter? The top three things we need to keep our eye on today. You all set?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, in at number three.
Okay, so it's Super Bowl related for the third one. A Kansas City couple didn't plan it, but they had their wedding on Super Bowl Sunday. So Twitter found out about this story, and it's such a feel-good story that Nikki and Rob Bailey, they didn't expect their wedding date to fall on Super Bowl Sunday, but since they are the biggest Chief fans, their entire wedding was Chief themed, so they both wore an all-Chief gear they had on the jerseys. Twitter caught the attention of it. The photos went around online, and some of the Chiefs players were even sending them congrats via Twitter to the happy couple. If you want to check out the photos, you can on our Twitter at Eric Morning Mix.
That it was also palindrome day yesterday, the only one of the century. 02022020.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a lot of numbers.
I heard that, like, you know, the door opens, so that's when the door opens to bring in and let things pass through at that point in time.
There's a lot of movement with your arms. I wish you folks could see Melissa right now. She's swaying back and forth with her arms. What does that even mean?
I don't know. This is the
time. Like negative energy, bad stuff?
Yeah, you can move things through, I guess, your life. You can let things pass through and get on to the
next. That sounds like somebody just saying something about a day.
I don't know. That's what this year is supposed to be about, or that day is supposed to be. Yeah. That day.
If you blew it, though, and didn't do it, then the door is now closed forever.
You got to wait 100
more years.
Hold on to it forever.
Damn it.
That's negative.
Damn, I knew I forgot something. The door was open.
You should have told us last week.
Crap, now it's closed and locked. I got 100-plus years to work.
Now you tell me.
Oh,
come on.
Trending on Twitter. Number two.
Okay, the popular children's show Peppa Pig has featured the voice of actress Harley Bird, who started as the voice character since she was 5 years old, but she is now stepping down as the voice of Peppa.
30.
Well, so she's
18. Oh, I'm Peppa Pig.
She's 18 years old. She does a
pretty good job.
She does a pretty good job of, you know, doing a kid's voice. So Harley, she voiced 185 episodes of Peppa.
You know what I like is Mel. He just keeps plowing through the stairs. Like, I gotta get done. I gotta get done. I gotta get done. I'm not gonna listen. I'm not gonna listen. We're doing a Peppa Pig bit here. She's 30.
I know, it's so random.
Yeah.
I know, it's so funny,
right,
Eric.
Yeah. Shut up, Eric. I'm trying to get through this. All right, fine. Go ahead.
But yeah, there's a new girl. She's a 9-year-old actress. She's gonna take her place. She's gonna do the voice of that show.
Perfect.
Okay.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay. The Super Bowl, the Pepsi halftime show, still remains on top of the trends. People have mixed reviews as to why Pitbull did not get an appearance during the halftime show.
Good call on that.
Yeah, so there were so many people tweeting about him not being invited since he's from Miami that he started to trend right after the performance. So he did a performance of something. I missed it before the Super Bowl. But J Balvin and Bad Bunny were the surprise guest acts who everybody thought, you know, maybe Pitbull should have been up there since he's from Miami, and people were totally let down by that.
Do you feel, Mel D, as the music dictator, that it would have been appropriate to have Pitbull at halftime?
I like Pitbull.
Hey, Whip, what's probably the reason why he wasn't there?
Well, he had to go scream, make some noise in Vegas?
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago.
Melissa, if I were to tell you this statistic, smartphone repairs will be up 200% today. 200% smartphone repairs. Why?
Because of all the use during Super Bowl?
Nope.
People throwing them in frustration?
That is exactly right.
Oh.
It's been found, a new survey by iCracked, which keeps track of cracked cell phone screens.
Oh.
I had no idea that you could actually make a business out of that. It's revealed that smartphone repairs jumped by 200% the day after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
The jump occurs because fans of the losing team tend to have broken phones. Repairs jumped by 51% after July 4th. 50% after Halloween, and 68% after Christmas.
Okay.
Valentine's Day, not on the list, huh?
Doesn't make the list. Also, did you know that 911 calls dropped by 31% on Super Bowl Sunday?
No.
During the game. Probably after the game, they picked right back up.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody's tuned in.
911 calls dropped by 31% on Super Bowl Sunday. You know, there's a lot of drinking that goes on Super Bowl Sunday, too. Consumption of booze, off the chart. So I got thinking, all right, you got that, you got cracked cell phones, you got a bunch of frustration and anger leading to, had the ER, the police, or the fire department as a part of your Super Bowl Sunday? Any of those three.
Oh my gosh.
How were they involved in your Super Bowl Sunday? Either the ER, you know, some kind of cell phone mishap that took place,
yes,
resulting in an ER visit.
Okay.
The police, which usually happens after the game when there's a lot of drinking,
mm-hmm,
or the fire department because something went sideways on your Super Bowl kitchen celebration.
Okay.
312-233-1019. Do you think we'll get any of those three?
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
Which
there
one?
Was, I think I'm going to say the ER. There was a story that came out over the weekend about Super Bowl and how many people make guacamole and how on Super Bowl.
Is that how you say it?
Guacamole. Guacamole? Guacamole?
Sure. Probably technically that's probably right. Guacamole.
Mole, mole,
there
mole?
He is.
There
guacamole.
He is.
Guacamole?
There
mole,
he is.
Mole, mole.
So they made. They,
everybody just making it all right. Yeah, actually, that is correct, Eric.
Is it guacamole?
How many people say guacamole?
Guacamole?
Well, if you go guacamole, you're...
I understand.
Yeah.
I'm saying it more rhetorically.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so there's a lot of emergency room visits because people cannot cut the avocados right.
I see, yeah.
So
hold
ER.
That thought, too. I have more on that coming up.
Okay.
All right. 312-233-1019. Hi there, Ron. Hello, Ron.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. How are the police, the fire department, or the ER involved in your Super Sunday?
It was with the police.
Okay, what happened?
I've had problems with my neighbor and his dog barking. It's been going on for over a year.
Right.
And
right.
It started in the morning.
Right.
I was going to church. He blocked my driveway because he was yelling at me about calling animal control on him the week before.
Right.
So he basically said he was going to leave his dog out all night or all day. What am I going to do about it?
And let the dog bark at you all day long.
Yeah, animal control's not there on a Sunday, so
right.
I called the police. You know, I couldn't take it. I couldn't even watch the game.
Today's anybody listening who resulted in Ron calling the police on his neighbor's barking dog on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, no.
That's pretty funny.
This is why I love this. I really do. All right, this is why. Thank you, Ron. 10% of men believe this happens when their favorite sports team loses. What happens, Joanne?
Players get traded?
Favorite player gets traded. Nope. Good guess. I see what you're doing there. Mm-hmm. Good guess. Mark.
Do they believe that somebody cheated?
Somebody cheated. No.
Okay.
No. As it turns out, 10% of men believe this happens when their favorite sports team loses, Christina?
Sexual performance suffers.
Exactly right.
Oh!
10% of men believe, like, no, I can't do this. My heart's not in it.
Really?
I'm not motivated. So I don't feel very involved in this process. It doesn't seem right.
Do you think that you would feel that way?
No. I don't know. I guess if the Bears lost the Super Bowl, I guess I could see how unmotivated you might be.
Yeah, you just feel terrible.
But isn't that when you're feeling down, don't you think that's when your partner's like being even nicer? Because they're like trying to make you feel better?
They might feel nicer, but you just can't dispute that you're not into it.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so in San Francisco then this morning, 10% of men would likely believe that their sexual performance suffers because the Niners lost. On the flip side, 30% of men believe that their performance improves when their favorite sports team wins.
Well, you're all charged up.
Kansas City. Very exciting time right now. So, yeah, I've been watching all the news stations. They've been tracking the interest in the Super Bowl ads. And every single one of them keeps showing the Jason Momoa ad.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I did like a lot.
It was good. That was.
But here's the thing that I find interesting. Mm-hmm. Do you know what it was for?
Oh, my gosh. I knew you were going to ask me. I did it first. Oh,
see, that's
part of
the thing that I often wonder about. There's all these memorable commercials that the company spend all this money on, but nobody remembers what company it's for because the commercial's so good it distracts away from that part of it.
It wasn't like insurance, was it? What was it?
Whip, do you remember?
I don't remember.
Violetta?
I do remember. Rocket Mortgage.
That is exactly
Mortgage.
Right. Rocket Mortgage Quicken Loans. Jason Momoa, where he strips all of the muscles off and the hair and finishes trying to bench press just the bar with his wife, Lisa Bonet.
Yeah.
And Violetta had mentioned earlier, and I kind of agree, I really like the commercial, but it makes me uneasy to watch it.
It's so uncomfortable. I don't think I liked it. It's just I can't get it out of my head.
Well, then it worked.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't see this. People are talking about the Mr. Peanut being reborn.
Odd.
The birth, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what they were trying to do there. I didn't actually see it. Much like the Portia de Rossi Ellen DeGeneres one. I didn't see that one either.
Yeah, it's like a baby peanut, and he says, like, just getting up. No, that's what it is. It's a baby peanut comes out of the ground and basically
he's
like,
growing.
I'm not dead. And then he makes dolphin sounds. And then Wesley Snipes leaves.
Did it sound like this?
No.
Kind of close.
Not far off. Yeah, it was more of a dolphin. I can't do the noise, but, you know.
We're about 20 minutes away from Melissa making that noise live from the stage in the lobby as we go to halftime. Melissa recreating the Shakira performance. And we'll do it Facebook Live, and you'll hear Shakira right here.
Yep.
Here's what I wanted to get into, though. Yep. I briefly alluded to this before. Tom Brady trolled fans wondering about retirement with his Hulu Super Bowl ad. Mm. Everybody talks about your favorite. That one falls into the category of my least favorite. Mm. Why? Because he is the most self-indulgent guy.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Did you like that commercial?
No, I felt the same way. It was
like,
just
enough
like
enough already. All about you.
Yeah, right? I know. And so many people are, you know, on that bandwagon.
On Thursday, Tom Brady sent football Twitter into a panic with a cryptic tweet of him walking into a shadowy tunnel towards a football field. Mm-hmm. Given the questions about him possibly retiring when now that his contract's up with the Patriots, everybody thought, oh, could this be it? And it was just a teaser for the Hulu ad where he says, I'm coming back.
Right.
Whatever.
Right, good for you. You're not here this year, Tom.
Whatever. Tom Brady trolling fans about retirement. What other ones, since we did the best list, were the ones that left you the most disappointed? You saw that ad, you're like, I thought it would be better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Mr. Okay. Peanut ad, maybe, after all the buildup and the hype.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, weird.
Tom Brady, you're like, him again? And what else? 312-233-1019. I always like to do the Tom Brady stuff because then the 7 or 8 Patriots fans that are here. All,
you drive them crazy.
Oh, they send me really angry emails.
Yeah.
Like, well, we'll move to New England. I don't know. Oh. what do you want me to do? We live in Chicago. This is a Bears town. Sorry. I love Charlie Day. I didn't get the Tide commercial. They kept trying to weave that through. I'm going to do my laundry later.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Right.
That makes sense.
It's trying
else?
Too hard. It's just trying. I think the least successful ones are when you can see how hard they're trying, but it's not working.
To be clever.
Yeah.
Right.
It's 8:51 now in the mix. You also weren't a big fan of which commercial, Martina?
It was the Martin Scorsese calling Jonah Hill one.
Good one.
Yeah. I didn't get that either.
I agree.
Yeah, it's like, for an energy drink. It was, other than just having two famous people in there, absolutely just pointless. Right.
It's like they couldn't come up with what they wanted to do with these two guys.
Right.
Yeah, but doesn't Jonah Hill look really hot?
He looks different.
He looks a lot better.
Looks a lot different.
He goes back and forth. Every year he looks different.
He does.
Like, I didn't even know that was Jonah Hill until Martin Scorsese said Jonah Hill.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known.
Yeah. I was mesmerized.
Hi there, Kelly.
Hi, do you remember the great Budweiser commercials where there was always something emotional, either the lost little puppy or the proud Clydesdale horses?
Right.
Yeah. Those were great, but this year it was just kind of flat. It was all about diversity and the typical American kind of enjoying the great beer.
I must have missed it. That's another one I was watching on the plane. I don't know that I saw it.
I'm trying to remember, actually. So Bud Light was Post Malone.
Right.
I liked that one.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kelly. Kim?
Yes?
You said what?
Budweiser. I'm with the last caller.
So I missed
the Clydesdale.
So what specifically did they do? Was it a commentary on society kind of thing?
Yeah, the last caller was right. It was more about the diversity, which, okay, that's great.
Right.
But the horses, the puppies, I mean, that's the cute.
Oh, hey, how you doing? Good morning.
That's kind of how today's going.
Oh!
Kimmy can't say that word, you knucklehead.
She got all fired up.
Yeah, she did.
I remember
seeing that one.
Yeah, it was like all about typical Americans. She's and like, how we're all united.
I don't want a cultural lesson. I just want puppies.
Right.
I think most people can agree on that.
Yeah.
I guess that is the case. Any others that have been overlooked or forgotten?
Yeah.
The avocados
from Mexico one?
Yes, that was terrible.
So annoying.
That was terrible.
The
Olays
weren't that great.
Yep,
Those were kind of boring.
You're right.
I liked that Mountain Dew one, though, from The Shining, but it's making the list of not a
good
one.
Yeah, I
the one
like
with
that
Bryan
one,
Cranston.
Cranston, yeah.
Yeah, with Bryan Cranston.
Right at the end, he's the twins.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
I really liked the Post Malone one, though. Yeah. I might even drink a little Bud Light Seltzer now just for that.
Oh, really?
Recreating the Pepsi halftime show I had mentioned right after the performance at 8:45 yesterday, social media analytics firm TalkWalker revealed that J-Lo had about 250,000 tweets about the J-Lo performance.
Yeah, yeah.
Shakira, 1.7 million.
Oh, J-Lo will not stand for that.
1.7 million. So we at least chose this correctly as we recreate the halftime show with the Shakira performance. Let's go live in just a moment here to the stage in the lobby. First, Big Karwowski.
Yes.
Your office is just backstage from our stage in the lobby.
Green room area.
Okay.
And Melissa has stepped out of the green room area. She's approaching the stage.
All right. So she'll be on stage. Mm-hmm. We're going to crank up the speakers in the lobby.
Yep.
And we will be Facebook Live. Is Melody prepared to go Facebook Live?
Melody, you ready? Facebook Live? Yep. She's ready.
All right. She's about ready. Is Violetta ready to be a background dancer?
Yes, she is. She's
Do we have any yesterday overserved salespeople in the lobby for the performance?
Nope, just Diane from promotions.
Okay, that's one, though. One person.
We got to get some people down there.
Okay.
Big Karwowski, that's two.
There's a lot going on. Hey.
All right, hold on. Hey, Melissa.
Yes.
Is your mic live right now?
The mic is totally live.
As opposed to sort of live. Okay, can you make an announcement? Hopefully the staff can hear it. Either, you know, Dale at the front desk, a bunch of the salespeople, some of the promotions assistants. Maybe the people from the oldies station want to come down and see how a real performance is done.
Oh, I'm sure they'll love it.
Yeah, just let's try to get it like seven or eight people that smell like cheap leftover bourbon and seven-layer dip from yesterday. All right?
Okay, yeah, cool. I can do that.
All
hey, people that drank too much yesterday, Mix staff, can you please come to the lobby for a performance of Shakira?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
That'll get the job done.
Let me know, are they streaming in?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, what is that? Is that a, what was that I just heard?
That's the delay.
Oh, that's the
radio
delay.
Playing in the hall, I think.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Is anybody coming into the lobby?
There's Diane and Teddy.
All right, Diane and Teddy are there.
There's Liz.
All right, Liz is there.
Okay.
We got a few more people.
Party.
All right, give me a little bit of this.
Oh.
All right, this will be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, are you ready, Melissa?
I'm ready.
Are we Facebook Live right now?
We are Facebook Live right now.
Here we go. It's time for the halftime performance. Woo! With Melissa. Hips don't lie. Go get him, champ.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.